Hi guys, this is Fiona from IELTS Exam Training Courses and Members Academy. Today I'm going to talk you through a reading. It's a passage 2 and it's an academic reading, but it goes through three different types of questions, matching headings, true, false, not given, and open questions. So it's good for everybody. The topic is one that I've been dealing with on YouTube this week. Really, the key is about matching headings. But on YouTube, it's just a 10-minute tutorial. And I have to make it quite quick because people have short attention spans and I can't go into much depth. So hopefully the benefit of listening to it on a podcast rather than on a short video is that you get more detailed information about how to match headings and how to work out yes, no, not given. Having said that, I'd really like it if you went to my YouTube channel and just give me a like, and just so a few more people can hear about it, if that is the way they prefer to learn about IELTS. Some people are visual, some people are auditory learners, or some people simply have the time to listen to podcasts and other people prefer to watch a video. So if you do go on YouTube. My channel is just Fiona Wottam, one word. And if you could give me a like or subscribe would be even better. If you want to subscribe, that would be great. And you can request videos that I can make for you. All right, let's crack on. So this topic is about extraterrestrial intelligence. And that word terrestrial in itself is quite a useful word because terre, of course, meaning earth, if you know that one meaning of the root terre, then it has a whole host of other meanings like territory, territorial, Mediterranean, things like that, which come up quite a lot in IELTS. The question or the title is there anybody out there? And the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. So as always, I recommend you look at the title first of all, and that will help you understand what the purpose of the text is. It's all about looking for extraterrestrial or ET or aliens, whatever you call them, and how we do that and what success we've had. And why we do it. There's quite a long introduction. There's a whole paragraph which basically sums up the whole of the reading. So do use that. It says, you know, it just talks about the question of whether we are alone in the universe has haunted humanity for centuries. But then it says that we now have the technology to detect signals that might come from nearby stars. And that introduction does help us a lot with the overview of the article. Now, the questions are broken up into list of headings is the first one. Not a particularly difficult one today. Then there's open questions and then there's yes, no, not given. So the reason for doing the video on YouTube was to show how you can do this quickly. I know it seems like, oh, well, that's easy for you. You've got the answers. Yes, I know that. But you really don't have much time when you've got three sets of different questions and you just have to try anything you can really in that time. So I'm going to show you today how first lines can help you. Not always, but more often than not, they can give you a very quick answer as long as you check through the rest of the paragraph later as well. There are five paragraphs in this reading, so not too complicated, and they give you the first one. So paragraph A starts with this sentence. It says, the primary reason for the search is basic curiosity. That's it. So the reason why we look for extraterrestrial life. And that matches the heading 5 or V, which says reasons for the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. So, of course, that's an easy one and they've given it to you. But it's always good to check that so you know that that first paragraph is going to talk about why we look for other life. So, moving quickly on, go to B. And B tells us in the first line that there are two rules when we look for other life. It says, in discussing whether we are alone, most scientists adopt two ground rules. And the rest of the paragraph you'll find first and second. So we know there are these two rules. The first rule is that we ignore UFOs, that there's no evidence from them. So forget anything about UFOs, unidentified flying objects. But the second rule, it says we make a very conservative assumption that we are looking for a life form that is pretty well like us. So the second rule is we have to assume, we make an assumption that this life form must be similar to us. Now, I would recommend you read the rest of it first before you then look at the headings or go back to the headings. But I'm going to go to the headings now to show you how simple this could be. So in the headings, it matches number 4 or 1V, which says assumptions. That's it. The first word is assumptions and it's plural. Now, we've already had a mention of an assumption here in paragraph B. And then when you go to paragraph C, it says, even when we make these assumptions, these is a reference word referring to the assumptions in paragraph B. So therefore, paragraph B is all about assumptions. And that gives us the answer straight away is heading 4, which says assumptions underlying the search for extraterrestrial intelligence. You know, when you look at these headings and underline keywords, there is only one keyword there that stands out from everything else, and that is assumptions. And it stands out in the paragraph B itself. So moving on to paragraph C, which, as I mentioned, says it starts with, even when we make these assumptions, our understanding of other life forms is still severely limited. So the first line tells us that we don't understand or know anything about other life forms. Now, this is maybe not as obvious, but when you quickly read through the rest of that paragraph, it talks about that we don't really know how possible it is that there's other life. And the whole paragraph is all about that. We don't know this, we don't know that, it could be this, it could be that, we're guessing, we're estimating. So, skipping straight to the list of headings, if we look at heading number 7, it says the likelihood of life on other planets. So likelihood, meaning how likely is it that there is life? And this is our answer, but I do admit that you get more of the answer by reading the rest of the paragraph. However, you can, during the exam, you know, skip that one, go on to the next one and see what you're left with. And I think you'll see at the end that that is pretty obvious, that it's talking about how likely or the likelihood of life on other planets. So let's imagine you did skip C and you went to D, paragraph D. D starts with this: an alien civilization could choose many different ways of sending information across the galaxy. So this is all about how another civilization could send information. And again, if you skip through the rest of the paragraph, you'll see, if you're looking for numbers, you've got radio signals, waves, patterns, frequency ranges. So you've got 1,000 to 3,000 megahertz. It's all about radio signals. The whole thing is about how much NASA pays per year, $10 million per year, for this telescope that can detect radio waves. So it's a very simple match then with the headings. Heading number one says, seeking the transmission of radio signals from planets. Seeking the transmission of radio signals is in the first line, really. Seeking is looking for. Radio signals transmission is how they send information across the galaxy. So D is a pretty simple, straightforward match. And so is E. I mean, there is no doubt that E, the answer is given in the first line. E says, there is considerable debate over how we should react if we detect a signal from an alien civilization. So this is all about how we should react, how we should respond, what should we do? And the only heading that comes close to that is heading number two, appropriate responses to signals from other civilizations. So again, in more detail, appropriate means what you should or shouldn't do. So if you look through the rest of the text, it says everybody agrees we should not reply immediately. So the idea of what we should do is clear in the first line, and then it's explained throughout the text. So to go back to the other headings where we can find information in the rest of the paragraph, if we look at the one about the likelihood of life, so remember we said likelihood meaning is it possible? Well, in that paragraph C, it says, we certainly do not know how likely it is that life will arise naturally. So there's the likelihood. And it talks about it seems inconceivable, like impossible to imagine. Again, that's likelihood. The best educated guess we can make. So guessing is how likely. Leads us to estimate. Guess, again, estimate is a synonym. Perhaps 100 light years away. So all throughout that paragraph is evidence is that we're guessing about how likely this is. What else? So in paragraph B, okay, we've got the two assumptions. That was pretty straightforward. And finally, okay, the radio signals, which we talked about. So let's look at the tricks. There were two headings which were not used because they're too obvious or they're only mentioned once. So heading number three says vast distances. So vast distances is mentioned, well, quite a few times, really. There's not one paragraph which talks about the vast distances. Talks about the 100 light years away in paragraph C, I guess. But there's no whole paragraph discussing that. And then the other heading which was not used is heading number six, knowledge of extraterrestrial life forms. So that's a kind of trick because we don't have any knowledge of extraterrestrial life forms. But I could see how that could be confused with that paragraph which tells us how little we know. Okay, so you've done your list of headings based on, very quickly, first lines and quick check through the rest of the paragraph. That probably would take you about 10 minutes. Well, yeah, 10 minutes because it's your first reading as well. That means you've got two sets of questions left. So 6, 7, 8, 9 questions left for the last 10 minutes. Again, we say about 1 minute for each question. So you've got to work fast here. Questions 18 to 20 are open questions, I call them, meaning you have to see how many words you can use, and it says no more than 3 words. So the question 18 is, what is the life expectancy of Earth? So you're looking for a number. It's in paragraph A. It asks a question, will we last another 2,000 years or will we wipe ourselves out? Since the lifetime of a planet like ours is several billion years, blah, blah, blah. And it mentions several billion years again. So 3 words, several billion years, is the answer in paragraph A. That might take a bit of searching for, I have to say. But when you go to 19, next question, it says, what kind of signals from other intelligent civilizations are scientists searching for? Well, we've already answered this question. What kind of signals? It's in paragraph D. They're looking for radio signals, or radio waves is also an acceptable answer. Finally, question 20 says, how many stars are the world's most powerful radio telescopes searching? So we know paragraph D talks about the radio telescopes. It's the same as question 19, so you don't have to move far. We're looking for a number, and it says in paragraph D, this part of the project is searching the nearest 1,000 likely stars. That's it. So the answer is 1,000. Not too difficult there. So finally, yes, no, not given. Question 21. Alien civilizations may be able to help the human race to overcome serious problems. Well, I always say, trust your gut feeling, but look for evidence. Do you think alien civilizations may be able to? You know, may, it means it's possible, isn't it? Well, let's go to look at the first paragraph A. And it does mention serious problems such as nuclear war, global pollution. And in that same sentence that it mentions them, it says, it is even possible that the older civilization may pass on the benefits of their experience in dealing with threats to survival, such as nuclear war and global pollution, and other threats that we haven't yet discovered. So yes, serious problems is threats, and you've got nuclear war, global pollution. And it says it is even possible. The evidence is there. It is even possible. It means it may be able. To pass on the benefits is the synonym for to help. Question 22, it says scientists are... So 21 is a definite yes. Question 22, scientists are trying to find a life form that resembles humans in many ways. So, again, we've met this question before in paragraph B. So these questions are going in order. In paragraph B, it says the assumptions are that we are looking for a life form that is pretty well like us. That's it. So, yes, we are looking for a life form that resembles humans in many ways. And the paragraph goes on to give a few examples. The life form we're looking for will resemble us in that it should communicate with its fellows, be interested in the universe, live on a planet, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and have a chemistry like us based on carbon and water. So again, it keeps saying like us. So the answer is yes. 23, you've got capital letters here. It says the Americans and Australians have cooperated on joint research projects. Right, so you go to paragraph D, where you quickly find the capital letter Australian and New South Wales, which is in Australia. Then you've got USA Congress and NASA, which is the North American Space Agency, isn't it? Okay, so that's in paragraph D. We now need evidence that they have cooperated on joint research projects. Well, you'd think, yes, maybe they have. But there's nothing that says that they have worked together. No, nothing. If I say, did they work together? I can't find any evidence that they worked together. So the answer is not given. For 24, in the same paragraph, scientists so far have picked up radio signals from several stars. Well, what do you think? Do you think aliens have sent us several radio signals? I doubt it. So we need to look in paragraph D for evidence. And it starts, so far, there have been a number of searches, including Australian searches. But until now, there have not been any detections. There have not been. So it's a very clear no. There have not been any radio signals detected until now, meaning so far. So 24 is no. 25, the NASA project attracted criticism from some members of Congress. So capital letters, you find US Congress. In paragraph D again, you find NASA. So have Congress criticized the project? Well, what does it say? It says US Congress voted NASA $10 million per year for 10 years to conduct a thorough search of extraterrestrial life. That's it. There is no mention of any criticism, any negativity, nothing. So 25 is not given. Finally, 26. If a signal from outer space is received, it will be important to respond promptly. So again, we've come across this earlier in matching headings in the appropriate response. And again, it goes in order. This is in paragraph E. We need to know, should we respond promptly? But when you look at paragraph E, it says everybody agrees we should not reply immediately. So there's a very clear opposite. We should not reply immediately. So the answer for question 26 is no. All right, so I try to keep that within the 20 minutes that you would have in the reading test. The more practice like this you do, where you're just isolating essential words, I don't think it is skimming and scanning. I think that's something different. People say, oh, just skim and scan to quickly find the information. Yes, that's a part of it, but you have to know what you're doing. You have to know what you're looking for and how you can ignore certain words that you don't need, and you don't need to read the whole thing in detail, of course. So finally, I've put this, it's all ready for you on my website. I've been very organized and it's all there. If you go to my website, and you'll see it on the front page today, February 28th, 2019. If not, then just look in the search bar and search something about extraterrestrial intelligence, or simply use the tags, the tag system I've put on my website now. You can look for yes, no, not given questions, or open questions, or heading questions. You can find those now much more quickly, and you can find very similar types of reading using my tag system. Okay, that's it. So thank you very, very much for listening. I really appreciate it. I know IELTS is not the most interesting topic, but there are ways of making it more interesting and a bit more fun. So please do let me know if you have any suggestions or any requests. Thanks for listening today. Remember to go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, or give me a like. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.